Psalms 7:8:1 Give ear, O my people, to my law. Incline your ears to the words of my mouth. 7:8:2 I will open my mouth in a parable. I will utter dark sayings of old. 7:8:3 Which we have heard and known, and our fathers have told us. 7:8:4 We will not hide them from their children, shewing to the generation to come the praises of the Lord, and his strength, and his wonderful works that he hath done. 7:8:5 For he established a testimony in Jacob, and appointed a law in Israel, which he commanded our fathers, that they should make them known to their children. 7:8:6 That the generation to come might know them, even the children which should be born, who should arise, and declare them to their children. 7:8:7 That they might set their hope in God, and not forget the works of God, but keep his commandments. 7:8:8 And might not be as their fathers, a stubborn and rebellious generation. A generation that set not their heart aright, and whose spirit was not steadfast, with God. 7:8:9 The children of Ephraim, being armed and carrying bows, turned back in the day of battle. 7:8:10 They kept not the covenant of God, and refused to walk in his law. 7:8:11 And forget his works, and his wonders that he had shewed them. 7:8:12 Marvelous things did he in the sight of their fathers, in the land of Egypt, in the field of Zoan. 7:8:13 He divided the sea, and caused them to pass through. And he made the waters to stand as an heap. 7:8:14 In the daytime also, he led them with a cloud, and all the night, with a light of fire. 7:8:15 He clave the rocks in the wilderness, and gave them drink as out of the great depths. 7:8:16 He brought streams also out of the rock, and caused waters to run down like rivers. 7:8:17 And they sinned yet more against him, by provoking the Most High, in the wilderness. 7:8:18 And they tempted God, in their heart by asking meat, for their lust. 7:8:19 Yea, they spake against God. They said, Can God furnish a table, in the wilderness? 7:8:20 Behold, he smote the rock, that the waters gushed out, and the streams overflowed. Can he give bread also? Can he provide flesh, for his people? 7:8:21 Therefore, the Lord heard this, and was wroth. So a fire was kindled against Jacob, and anger also came up against Israel. 7:8:22 Because they believed not in God, and trusted not in his salvation. 7:8:23 Though he had commanded the clouds from above, and opened the doors of heaven. 7:8:24 And had rained down manna upon them to eat, and had given them of the corn of heaven. 7:8:25 Man did eat angels' food. He sent them meat to the full. 7:8:26 He caused an east wind to blow in the heaven. And by his power, he brought in the south wind. 7:8:27 He rained flesh also upon them, as dust, and feathered fowls, like as the sand of the sea. 7:8:28 And he let it fall, in the midst of their camp, round about their habitations. 7:8:29 So they did eat, and were well filled. For he gave them their own desire. 7:8:30 They were not estranged from their lust. But while their meat was yet in their mouths, 7:8:31 The wrath of God came upon them, and slew the fattest of them, and smote down the chosen men of Israel. 7:8:32 For all this they sinned still, and believed not for his wondrous works. 7:8:33 Therefore their days did he consume in vanity, and their years in trouble. 7:8:34 When he slew them, then they sought him. And they returned and inquired early after God. 7:8:35 And they remembered that God was their rock, and the high God their redeemer. 7:8:36 Nevertheless they did flatter him with their mouth, and they lied unto him with their tongues. 7:8:37 For their heart was not right with him, neither were they steadfast in his covenant. 7:8:38 But he, being full of compassion, forgave their iniquity, and destroyed them not. Yea, many a time turned he his anger away, and did not stir up all his wrath. 7:8:39 For he remembered that they were but flesh, a wind that passeth away, and cometh not again. 7:8:40 How oft did they provoke him in the wilderness, and grieve him in the desert. 7:8:41 Yea, they turned back and tempted God, and limited the Holy One of Israel. 7:8:42 They remembered not his hand, nor the day when he delivered them from the enemy. 7:8:43 How he had wrought his signs in Egypt, and his wonders in the field of Zoan. 78:44 and had turned their rivers into blood, and their floods, that they could not drink. 78:45, he sent divers sorts of flies, among them which devoured them, and frogs, which destroyed them. 78:46, he gave also their increase unto the caterpillar, and their labor unto the locust. 78:47, he destroyed their vines with hail, and their sycamore trees with frost. 78:48, he gave up their cattle also to the hail, and their flocks to hot thunderbolts. 78:49, he cast upon them the fierceness of his anger, wrath, and indignation, and trouble, by sending evil angels among them. 78:50, he made a way to his anger. He spared not their soul from death, but gave their life over to the pestilence. 78:51, and smote all the firstborn in Egypt, the chief of their strength, in the tabernacles of Ham. 78:52, but made his own people to go forth like sheep, and guided them in the wilderness like a flock. 78:53, and he led them on safely, so that they feared not, but the sea overwhelmed their enemies. 78:54, and he brought them to the border of his sanctuary, even to this mountain which his right hand had purchased. 78:55, he cast out the heathen also before them, and divided them an inheritance by line, and made the tribes of Israel to dwell in their tents. 78:56, yet they tempted and provoked the Most High God, and kept not his testimonies. 78:57, but turned back, and dealt unfaithfully like their fathers. They were turned aside like a deceitful bough. 78:58, for they provoked him to anger with their high places, and moved him to jealousy with their graven images. 78:59, when God heard this, he was wroth, and greatly abhorred Israel. 78:60, so that he forsook the tabernacle of Shiloh, the tent which he placed among men. 78:61, and delivered his strength into captivity, and his glory into the enemy's hand. 78:62, he gave his people over also unto the sword, and was wroth with his inheritance. 78:63, the fire consumed their young men, and their maidens were not given to marriage. 78:64, their priests fell by the sword, and their widows made no lamentation. 78:65, then the Lord awaked as one out of sleep, and like a mighty man that shouteth by reason of wine. 78:66, and he smote his enemies in the hinder parts. He put them to a perpetual reproach. 78:67, moreover he refused the tabernacle of Joseph, and chose not the tribe of Ephraim. 78:68, but chose the tribe of Judah, the Mount Zion, which he loved. 78:69, and he built his sanctuary, like high palaces, like the earth, which he hath established forever. 78:70, he chose David also, his servant, and took him from the sheepfolds. 78:71, from following the ewes great, with young he brought him, to feed Jacob his people, and Israel his inheritance. 78:72, so he fed them according to the integrity of his heart, and guided them by the skillfulness of his hands.